أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. We're discussing Surah Al-Baqarah, and we were in the fifth ruku of the surah. In this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is commanding the Jewish rabbis and the leaders in the Jewish community, the Bani Israel, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. And as we mentioned, this also applies to us. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala also addresses the believers, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, and seek assistance through patience and through salah. This dunya is a place of challenges, trials, difficulties, hardships. If the dunya only had comforts and luxuries and we got everything we wanted in this world, then this would have been Jannat. But this is not Jannat. So there has to be difficulties, there has to be challenges, there has to be trials. So you seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance, first of all, by exercising patience, sabr. Be patient. Don't complain. Don't become frustrated. Don't become despondent. Don't lose hope. Be patient. Allah's help will come. Sometimes the help is delayed for some reason. People of the past, they were tested. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلُوا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. You think you're going to go to Jannat and you still did not undergo the difficulties that the previous nations underwent. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. Allah Ta'ala says they were afflicted, difficulties, hardships, calamities. وَزُلْزِلُوا. They were shaken. They were shaken. You know, the people of the past, how strong they were. Physically also they were strong. Mentally they were strong. We are so weak now. One small thing happens, we finish. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Until that the Rasul and the believers said, when is the help of Allah going to come? This difficulty of this nature. So Allah Ta'ala then replies to that and says, Allah, listen, behold, listen attentively. Inna nasrullahi qareeb. The help of Allah is close at hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is going to come. So, wasta'inu bis-sabri. Seek assistance through patience. The poet says, as-sabru kas-sabiri murrun fi madaqatihi. Patience is like aloe. You know, aloe is very, very bitter. Very bitter in the taste. وَلَكِنْ عَوَاقِبُهُ أَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ. But the outcome of patience is sweeter than honey. The man who has got sabr in his life and he has got patience, and we had expounded on the sabr previously. So the outcome will always be very good. The outcome will be very positive. It will be very sweet, very enjoyable. But for the time, you have to have sabr and you have to be patient. And a lot of situations will happen. In your home, two things will happen. Just be patient, keep quiet, remain silent. Inshallah, there will always be a good outcome. So, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. And the second thing is salah. Salah is the key to Jannat. Salah is the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to access the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you use salah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when anything perturbed him, anything worried him, fazi'a ila salah. The first thing he did was, he rushed towards salah. When something troubles us, something worries us, first thing we take out our cell phone. Who are we going to phone now? Phone this doctor, phone this person, phone that lawyer. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anything worried him, first thing, he rushed towards salah. All your problems, you have to first solve it on the musalla before you look for the solutions outside. Remember that any problem you got in life, small problem, big problem, first get on the musalla, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Draw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, His mercy. Then after that, because this is the system of this world, we will then follow the means. But don't be consumed with the means. The mind and the trust must always be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Anbiya alayhi salam, Sahaba, pious people. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is traveling with his wife Hazrat Sarah. Hazrat Sarah was one of the most beautiful women in the history of mankind. After Hazrat Hawa, Hazrat Sarah was the most beautiful woman. So they passing by Egypt at the time. And the king of Egypt, he finds out an extremely beautiful woman is passing by your kingdom. So the king's oppressive people, so he summons for her, bring her to me. So that Ibrahim alayhi salam tells Hazrat Sarah that if he asks you who you are, then tell him you are my sister. Because she is his sister in Islam. All Muslims are brothers and sisters. So at that time, if they knew that the husband was there, the first thing they do to kill the husband, then they'll take the wife. So tell him you are my sister. Hazrat Sarah is going, now imagine what a dangerous situation this is. What Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam does in that time? Starts reading namaz. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is engaged in salah. Hazrat Sarah goes before this king and he looks at her and she's so beautiful and he cannot resist. So he stretches his hand towards her. She starts making dua also. Oh Allah, if you know that I have brought iman on you and your Rasul, wa ahsantu farji illa ala zawji, and I have kept myself chaste only for my husband, فَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلِيَ الْكَافِرِ. Oh Allah, don't allow this kafir to have any power over me. Don't give him the upper hand over me. She just had to make this dua, and something like an epileptic fit came over that king. And he falls down and is completely out of control. And he realizes that this woman, it is the power of her dua that she made. So he told her, okay, make dua to Allah Ta'ala and I promise you, I won't harm you. So she made dua and he came right. Then he stood up, but again for the second time, he did it again. And the second time that attack was even more severe. She made dua again. The third time, the same thing. Eventually, he told the people that y'all did not bring a human being. You all brought a shaitan or a jinnat. This woman is not a human being. She's just making some dua. She's raising her hands and what is happening to me? I don't know what to do. So those days, they had a lot of respect for the jinnat. So jinnat must show it a lot of respect. So he gives a hadiya, Hazrat Hajar. Hazrat Hajar was a slave girl. But they say she also came from a very noble background. She was the daughter of a king. But kings fighting among themselves, he took control over the other king's territory and he took his daughter. So he gave Hazrat Sarah, Hazrat Hajar as a gift. And here she comes back and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is still reading namaz. He's still reading namaz and then she tells him that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from the evil intentions of the kafir. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave us a gift. And there's Hazrat Hajar as our gift. And then she gifted Hazrat Hajar to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam got married to Hazrat Hajar. And from Hazrat Hajar, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was born. So this, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Seek assistance through patience and salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that, He says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِينَ. This salah is difficult, except for those people who are humble at heart. Salah is difficult because in salah you are completely consumed. You can't talk, you can't walk, you cannot look in different directions, you cannot eat, you cannot drink. You're completely consumed in that salah. So salah is difficult, but it will be easy for those people who have got this quality of khushu. Inshallah, in the next session we will discuss about khushu. Khushu is something extremely important in our salah. It's like the ruh of salah. Ulama explain, everything has got an outward form and it's got a ruh, it's got a soul to it. So the khushu is the soul of salah. If there's khushu, then that salah is jandar, it's life. You know, they say, we make our namaz jandar and shandar. We hear this famous saying of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullahi alayh, that salah must be alive. The salah must be perfect. It must be something that is filled with perfection. So this khushu is the secret. If you can develop this khushu, and as I translated it as, that the person is humble at heart and is focused, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.